Glen Ralston Wildcats went 8-14 a year ago, going 6-10 in the Rolling Valley Conference. Got some really good pieces to last year's puzzle coming back this year. Joining us right now to take a look at the 2024-2025 season is head coach Derek Tigason. And coach, as always, how you doing? Good to catch up with you.
Well, thanks for having me. Doing well.
You bet, coach. Sounds like you guys had a pretty good offseason. Guys got some work in, and it sounds like a good majority of the group was there to put that work in throughout the summer.
Yeah, during summer workouts, we had a good turnout from most of the summer, and we did a little top 64 there here in Carroll, so we got to probably get a little up and down since some really good teams around the area. So it was kind of good for the guys to play together a little bit this summer and try to get some chemistry going into the season.
What was the biggest thing that you wanted the guys to focus on this summer, and did you feel like you were able to get that in?
I think the main thing was just continue working on the shooting. Last year, you know, Jonathan was our main scorer. He put up a lot of our points, best shooter on the team. So we're just trying to get some more guys to be able to help shooting from the outside. And also with our bigs from last year, all were seniors. So trying to get some of those big guys to work inside, to work on some post moves and feel more comfortable down low.
Who's the guys working in those, you know, post areas?
So Waylon Hine would probably be our main person. He started last year, first half of the year, until he had an injury there during Christmas break. So he'll be probably our main posting at Daniel Top. He'll be another one, another big guy down low. And then we also could have Dawson Majerus to play down low a little bit. And got another, there might be a freshman, sophomore might get a little bit of time, but I would say for the most part, you know, we're working at Waylon, Daniel, and Dawson at this point, and possibly Colby Wall, since he put up, I mean, he's got a little stronger over the summer and grow a couple inches. He might look a little down low too as well.
Coach, is that a key area right now, is developing depth to go with, you know, getting some production out of that area?
Yeah, because I feel like we got plenty of guards coming back. You know, with, you know, we got Jonathan coming back. Lucas played a lot. Alex Daniel got some playing time there late in the year as another guard. And we got a couple other juniors got potential to play some time at guard. So the main thing is down low or losing. You know, we had Charles Schoen down low last year, Mark Lynch, you know, Wade Hunter. I mean, some strong kids that were down low. They may not have scored a lot of points last year, but we are going to miss those guys with that strength. So I think that's kind of an area we need to kind of work on going into the season.
What do you think the strength of this year's post guys are going to be?
Well, Waylon's very athletic. He can jump with a lot of guys. So I know that was one thing we noticed last year after he went down with that injury. His help side defense was huge. And we kind of were hurting there for the first few games without him. So, I mean, last year he didn't put up a lot of points, but this summer he looked a little more comfortable in the post, and some post moves, looking to score, be a little more aggressive. So hopefully, you know, his last year, senior year, he can take some of that and be aggressive, try to get that average points up a little bit.
You mentioned that, you know, defensively Waylon was a key last year. What will the defense look like this season?
I think we tried mostly play man-to-man for the most part. I think our goal was maybe to be a little more aggressive than man-to-man. We played more like a gap, not try to avoid again penetration against us. So, I mean, man-to-man is the main focus. We would like to mix in some zone, kind of throw off some teams who are not so predictable in the defensive end. And the goal is every year, like last year, our goal was 50 points or less. We felt like we kept teams around 50 or less, we had a good chance to win games. So I think that kind of can be a same goal this year.
Offensively, and in the guard court, you mentioned Jonathan Bergmeier, a guy that was able to put the ball in the basket, shoots it well. You mentioned Colby Wallace and the other guys that are going to got some playing time a year ago and going to add depth. What's the depth look like this year, and who are some, maybe some younger guys that maybe – is there room to slide some other guys into some roles there at the guard court?
Yeah, like you said, Jonathan and Colby are probably their two main focus. That's probably the other team's focus, try to stop us. Lucas Christian had some great games last year, especially getting the year. He came out firing, I don't know, the first or second game of the year, hit 4 or 5 threes. So he's capable of hit some shots. But he know his main thing is he loves to play defense. He's probably our best defender going into the season. Carson Peters had a pretty good summer. He was able to shoot the ball fairly well, so he might have a chance to, you know, play some minutes. Alex Daniels starting to shoot the ball better. Landon Rohrbeck has a chance to shoot the ball. I mean, there's a couple of juniors in that class that can really shoot the ball. And then Dawson Majerus, he's another lengthy kid that can shoot the ball a little bit, but kind of working on his post moves down low. So I feel pretty comfortable between those 7 to 10 guys right there. And then also I forgot Blake Snelson, and he's another one, another junior, another guard that has potential to shoot the ball well and handle the ball well. So it's going to be kind of trying to figure out a good mix there with those 10 of guys, but we got plenty of guards that can shoot the ball.
Coach, it sounds like shooting something that's not going to be a concern. You feel like this team's really improved there, the way it sounds.
Yeah, based on the summer, it looks like we got some improvement there. I feel like last year we kind of relied on Jonathan and then Colby there towards the end to try to get the point. So if we can get that third score or two to take some pressure off those two, I think that'd be a big thing. And like you said, I feel like if teams go zone, we might be able to shoot a little better. Man to man, we got some guys that can get to the rim. So it's just kind of get a good mixture of everything.
Where have you seen Jonathan and Colby, grow during the summer and get better?
Jonathan is looking to be more aggressive. Last year, he was looking for the three. He would try to get to the rim a little bit, but this year he's kind of making it. He's getting to the rim. He's getting to the mid range. He's shooting from deep. He's making it very difficult on teams to figure out what he wants to do. And Colby, the first half of the year, he wanted to settle from the 3-point line. He kind of struggled, and then he kind of figured, "Oh, I'm big enough and strong enough. I can get to the rim." So, if he can continue, drive to the rim, that'd be a good thing. And then he can shoot the ball too. And he's another one that's been working on his post moves too, because he's going to be a guy that's going to play a little guard, play a little down low. He's going to kind of mix it up.
Biggest areas of strength do you think coming into the year?
I think his strength is probably our guard position, with Jonathan and Colby coming back to all the points they played, all the playing time they got. Waylon got some decent playing time. So that's probably some of our strength is probably from the outside. And I feel like our top defensive guys are back. I mean, we lost Emmett Snyder from last year, who was a great defender. So, but we still got some guys that can come back, especially Alex Daniel. He was probably our top defender at the JV level last year. And then he came towards the end of the year and got some more and more playing time at the varsity level.
Coach, non-conference part of the schedule, do you like how it kind of sets up for you guys to work on things and get better, but also challenge you at the same time?
Yeah, we pretty much got the same teams you had last year. You got Woodward Granger and Greene County, some bigger schools there, West Central Valley and Ogden. So I know Woodward Granger, we played them close last year. They had some big kids. And I mean, Woodward Granger, West Central Valley, Ogden are all in that West Central Conference where there's a lot of teams that are very good. Like you got Madrid in there, who we played in the past. So we feel like those three could probably they would give us some good challenges, something different to see than teams from the Rolling Valley.
Last year, the conference Rolling Valley a little bit top heavy with Woodbine, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimmeldon, and Coon kind of setting themselves up apart maybe from the rest of the league. How do you see the conference break down, and where can the Wildcats, you guys in the middle of the pack a year ago, where can you guys fit in this season?
Well, I think everyone knows that Woodbine's probably going to be the team to beat this year, returning pretty much everyone from the state tournament team, who they were very, very good last year. Then after that, I mean, Coon's going to be very good again. You got Cam, who returns a decent amount. Arweva is going to be good. So our goal is try to get in that mix with those guys. If we can get into that top three, top four, and just kind of battle out. I mean, every night's going to be a battle because even the teams that finished towards the bottom of the league last year are still going to be solid. Like St. Trudaine, I think it's going to be good. Boyer Valley is going to be better. It's every night it's going to be a challenge. There's no night you just walk in the gym and expect to win.
Is this going to be one of the deeper years you've seen in the Rolling Valley in the last few years?
I think so. I don't think it's, I don't, as of right now, I don't think it's going to be as top heavy. Besides, Woodbine's going to be up there. And then after that, I think, two through seven or eight could be a crapshoot where it could be anybody any night. So if you don't play your best ball that night, you got a good chance of going home with a loss.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's going to be a fun year. I appreciate you joining us here to take a look at and preview this upcoming season. We wish you guys the best of luck, and we look forward to catching up with you quite a bit throughout the season.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Head Coach Derek Tigason again with the Glenn Ralston basketball team. We'll step away, take a break, back with more coming up here on KCIM.